Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, big story follow-up from the Washington Post's initial Charlie Rose expose. And this is a story that digs very deep and finds that his misconduct was widespread. Three managers were told of it and clearly failed to act. And this just shows the extent to which it appears that people knew or should have known about this conduct. And as one of the accusers says in this piece, it was just accepted that you could pretty much do, I'll read the exact quote, people said what they wanted to you, people did what they wanted to you. And this is a woman who worked at 60 Minutes who's on the record with her name. So that was the culture, and CBS is saying we didn't know a thing about it.
Yeah, that seems pretty hard to believe. I mean, the extent of these allegations, I mean, almost 30 different women, the, you know, pawing and touching and sexual comments and forcing a young 20-year-old to get drunk with him on a plane and then grabbing her breast in a car ride after the plane ride. It suggests a cultural problem that probably is not unique to CBS, but lasted decades.
Yeah. And, you know, CBS at the time, there were some complaints to management. That's clear. And they, at that time, one of the managers named says, well, I was begged by this woman not to go to HR, which, you know, should not be optional. And I will note that CBS subsequently had changed its own policy. If somebody comes to you, you are obligated to report. But, you know, it seems like this nonetheless was in 2016 and his conduct continued. The Post says this, you know, this went on up until April 2017 when he was on CBS This Morning. So CBS clearly did not have a thing in place. And it raises this broader question that's come up in the context of NBC News, where there is an allegation now involving Tom Brokaw. And NBC has now investigated Ryan Seacrest and Tom Brokaw.
And Matt Lauer.
Internally, apparently, no outside queries, no witness testimony, at least in Ryan Seacrest's case. There seems to be a cultural problem there. And these internal investigations, even if you said, well, at CBS they reported it to HR and there was an internal investigation, I can't be optimistic that that would result in anything, at least before the Me Too moment.
Yeah, that's the thing here, is that CBS and NBC are both doing these internal investigations. And are people going to buy the results? I mean, I think they have a real problem.
I agree. I will just mention we're having our fund drive right now. Very important. Support KCRW, 1-800-600-KCRW, 1-800-600-5279. And I will wrap up. That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He will join me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.